Yes, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, my friends. Welcome to Black Robe Regiment Radio and the news you can use. Yes, we can all use. Praise the Lord for that. Welcome, my friends. Today is yet another day that the Lord has made. August 16th, 2019. Oh boy, it must be Friday. Yes, it is. Tongue-twisted Paul today. Oh my goodness. Yep. It is Friday, August 16th, 2019. Welcome, my friends, to Black Robe Regiment Radio Podcast. You all are welcome. What do we do here? You're a new listener. You're St. Paul. Besides tongue-twisting, what else do you do here? Well, we share the Word of God, the Bible, B-I-B-L-E. Yeah, that's right. We share the Bible. That's right. News items. News that you can use with biblical commentary. That's what we do in reflection of the Black Robe Regiment. Do you know who they were? Do you know your American history? If you're an American citizen, you should know who the Black Robe Regiment was. You didn't learn about them in school? Really? Why not? Well, we're going to probably get to talk about government school systems at some point today. We probably will. We usually do at least once or twice a week. Anyways, we talk about how bad government schools are. And that the schools, you know, school shootings or allowing so-called transgenders into opposite gender bathrooms and just all sorts of crazy things. The sports, supposedly in sports. Oh, my. Well, again, the 16th of August, why don't we dive right into the news? Can we do that? Is that okay with you? We're here all alone, and I'm talking to you. No, I don't have any help today, so if you hear banging around here in the studio, that's just me trying to push the buttons, push the levers, open drawers, close drawers, whatever I got going on. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyways, to the news we go. Hey, did you check President Trump? Did you see him? Did you check it out? Yes, last night he had held a rally, a presidential re-election campaign rally in New Hampshire last night. Did you see that? Well, some of you probably did. I know a few people on social media, friends of mine, actually attended and took lots of pictures. I would well imagine it was on some internet channels, at least. I don't know if Fox News used to carry the Trump rallies. As of late, they've been covering it not at all, or just in part, you know, a few minutes or a little bit of time, depending on the day of the week, they would cover it. So Anyways, perhaps that's of interest to you. We mention it because many Americans are interested. Okay, well, let's move on to some more news that we can all use. This article comes to us from BusinessInsider.com. Beto O'Rourke, that's right, Francis O'Rourke, will lead an anti-wall march through his Texas hometown as Trump holds a rally there. That was from earlier this year. Just as a reminder, it's one of those reminder news items that I give now and then that, hey, you know, don't forget about the Democrats, because somebody, probably not Francis, is going to be running against President Trump next year. And it would be really good for you to find out all the facts, what they believe. O'Rourke, like all the Democrats so far, one dropped out yesterday, Mr. Hickenlooper, former governor of Colorado. He dropped out. So that's number two that's dropped out. Eric Swalwell, the Democrat in the Senate, the United States Senate, who at one point earlier this year said he was going to use a nuclear bomb to force all Americans to turn in their weapons. So he dropped out. Next is Hickenlooper. He's thinking, or it's reported that he's thinking about running for a U.S. senator against the Republican instead. So News that you can use, absolutely. Here's an interesting article. This is from, I want to make sure I get it right, LifeSite News. LifeSite News, a lone boy holds crucifix high to protest LGBT march. Police carry him away. This is in Poland. This is a little bit overseas. Catholic freedom of religion, freedom of speech. This is Poland. August 12th, just a few days ago, a picture of a 15-year-old boy standing alone with his crucifix and rosary held high as police in riot gear and LGBT protesters marched toward him has gone viral. The photo of brave schoolboy Jacob Briella standing in the middle of street as rainbow flag waving protesters marched toward him with the government police leading the way is an awesome visual metaphor perfectly depicting the very real threat of weaponized, policized LGBT ideology against the children of the entire world. Yes, I am not anti-police at all. I am for law enforcement in the United States that are only oath-keeping law enforcement officers. You probably know that if you've been listening to this podcast for a while. You know that. What can be said about a nation that uses its police to implement immoral so-called laws? Excuse me. It's wrong, but they don't have a godly government there. They don't have a God-given constitution there. So it's difficult to say, well, this shouldn't happen. When you live in a wicked regime, such as every nation in the world, except for, well, the United States is in there because we don't really follow the United States Constitution anymore and haven't done so since 1861. But in any case, this is not surprising. Expect to see more very terrifying stories like this. It's sad, very sad, that we see our countries or our nations around the world that once belonged to God. But, you know, that's basically where we're at. Even here in the United States, the wicked have, the ungodly, the demonic have taken over all three branches of our government. Say what you want about the Congress, the courts in this country, the executive branch, but unfortunately, that's where we're at. It is. LibertyHub.com. Radical leftists threaten pets and children of ICE officers in erogenous escalation. So it's heating up. It's heating up here in the United States. There are now threats. And this is a new article, August 14th. I'll read part of this article to you as well. Another day, another example of Americans turning on one another in a media-driven debacle meant to drive conflict among we the people. For decades, the officers of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement have been doing the same job, protecting and serving both Americans and would-be Americans who find themselves intertwined with our nation's complicated immigration system. So now we have illegal aliens and liberal nut jobs, Democrats, liberals, socialists, communists, they're all the same. Well, I don't want to say that. There are some good Democrats. Not too many, but there are no a few blue dog Democrats out there. There's a few still around. Not many at all, but in any case, the vast majority of Democrats are all liberals, all socialists, and all communists. Along with illegal aliens, they're threatening. So if I were an ICE officer, I would work twice as hard. And you know what? It would be good for we the people to find these troublemakers and make citizens arrest. So I want to strongly encourage you. You know of corruption in the government, judges, lawyers, politicians, cops, domestic violence workers, CPS agents, whatever. Make a citizen's arrest. perhaps we should make our own citizen jails for these people as well. Let's start building those. We could do that. Next article. This is from CBSNews.com. Mom says middle school bully left son with severe brain damage. Schools are just as dangerous today as they were years ago. I don't care what kind of anti-bullying stuff goes on. Let me read you part of this article now, from this article. A California mother is suing a charter school, alleging that a bullying incident left her son with severe brain damage. The woman said school officials did nothing to stop the incident. My advice to everyone is to get your kids out of all public schools, charter or not. It doesn't matter. That is a public school. More often than not, unless it's a private school, private Christian, Bible-believing Christian school, I would be homeschooling my children. Schools are much, much too dangerous. Much, much too dangerous for children. Guns, knives, mass shootings, and the like. And this particular article is not really an article, it's a video. This particular item, you're going to want to check this out. This has over 7 million views. You can look this up. Perhaps you can find it on YouTube. Channel 4 News Democracy from August 8th. Oh, I'm sorry, this is a few years old. But you can find it in the UK talking about the importance of not complying with Islam. You can check that out. I enjoyed it. I just hope and pray that people like Tommy Robinson actually win. He's in jail right now. I hope that he gets out soon. And, you know, people start pushing back on the invaders, the Muslim invaders. LateStreetReadings.com. Man arrested for going back in and saving his dog from their burning home. That's an important news item today. You'll want to check that out. PJMedia.com. Nearly 200 House Democrats now support bill outlawing all new semi-automatic weapons. And if you didn't already hear, Chuck Schumer, that scumbag, Chuck Schumer. Yes, one of my unfavorite United States senators. Why he's not in jail, why he's not hanging or tar and feathered, I have no idea. He should have been long ago. He is a scumbag. He's a traitor. He's corrupt. He's evil. He's a tyrant. He's a traitor to the United States Constitution. And people who protect him are traitors as well. And I... T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S, traitors. But anyways, he is proposing a bill also to outlaw all body armor for civilians. Yeah, why would he do that? Why would he want to take away guns, weapons, and body armor? Of course, so that we cannot protect ourselves from tyranny, government tyranny, and traitors like him. He wants to rule the roost without a way for us to fight back. Well, hell no. Can I say that? Hell no, Chuck Schumer. If anything, you need to be arrested. I hope and pray to be part of a team, hopefully, and hopefully you'll join us at some point, where we can go to D.C. and start arresting these people, Democrats and Republicans alike. There are plenty of Republicans that are dirty and traitors to the U.S. Constitution. In fact, I've yet to find one good Republican in Congress, both the House and the Senate. They're all useless. You can say what you want, but they're all useless. They are all useless. Next article is from Breitbart.com. Before we take our first commercial break, illegal alien accused of shooting, killing 19-year-old in South Carolina. We always come back to the same issue. It always comes to the same issue. We have illegal aliens here, and they don't belong here. They should be all out of here. They should all be deported. That is what President Trump promised us. He promised us in 2015 and 16 that he was going to deport all, quote, all. They all have to go back, end quote. And this is what happens when you don't follow through with your promises. Americans get hurt. They become raped. They become murdered. They are defrauded. We have illegal aliens here that are using all sorts of fraud schemes, including scanners, those credit card scanners that we go on gas pumps. A lot of illegal aliens are doing that. They are causing a huge crime wave across this country, and it's sad because most law enforcement officers and or agencies do not arrest illegals when they find them, do not hold them for ICE to detain them. It's sickening. You know, some of you are aware that I have friends that are angel moms, angel dads, you know, angel parents, angel spouses, where their children and or spouses, family members were murdered by illegal aliens. And this has got to stop. President Trump, for too long, has used angel parents as props, for his election and re-election campaign. And this has got to stop. He's got to do more, and he's able to do more. And I'm not going to go into the discussion too much about it, but he has the ability to bypass Congress, to bypass not only Congress and the courts. I've mentioned Fair Immigration, Center for Immigration Studies have all advised President Trump on how to successfully achieve that. They've all done that. So where does President Trump go from here for the 2020 campaign? Well, hopefully he will pay attention to the victims of illegal aliens and the millions of Americans that want all illegal aliens out of here. All right, well, we need to take our first commercial break, so why don't we go ahead and do that? We'll pause for that now. My friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can advertise with us several ways. One way is to advertise with us on air. That's right. We'll give you up to 60 seconds for a commercial where you can talk about your business, organization, or church. Tell us about it. Information, whatever you want to share on there, I'm sure it'll be appropriate, right? But 60 seconds. Another way that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio is to go ahead and advertise on our website, which is www.blackroberegimentradio.com. That's blackroberegimentradio.com. Please don't visit there now, but after the podcast, visit our website. You can see we have a store there where we make available t-shirts for sale, my book, Dear God, Where is My Justice, on sale as well. You can find those items for sale. We hope that you'll buy at least one of each. If you wish to find out the rates and how to advertise with us, no problem whatsoever. Simply email me, put in the header fee, or the word rates, and send it off to me, and I'll be happy to send it back to you. My email address is paul@brrradio.com, paul@brrradio.com. Now, back to the news we can all use. How many of you are fans of James O'Keefe? James O'Keefe, some of you know who he is. He has really been on fire the past, what, 3-4 years, maybe another year longer than that, 5 or so years. He's been heading a group called Project Veritas. Very good investigative group, I guess you would call it. Organization, and they did an expose a few years back on Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood sued them. I'm not sure what ever happened to that. But in any case, now he's been investigating Google, and he's had a few people hide their faces, talk about Google, but now he came out yesterday with a Google employee who volunteered to demask himself, so to speak, and talk about all the horrible anti-conservative, anti-Christian, anti-Republican stuff that Google's involved in, including purposely trying to derail President Trump's re-election campaign. So that is definitely very interesting. What will Congress do about it? I'm not so sure that they will do much of anything. Congress, United States Congress, is good for only one thing. You can count on them, well, not just one, but several things, and they're both bad. One is to raise our taxes, and the other is to take away more of our God-given rights. That's all that they're good for. We see nothing good coming from the Congress or the courts or the executive branch. Nothing at all. Okay, let's move on to another article from the WashingtonExaminer.com. Larry Wilmore, and by the way, I have no idea who Larry Wilmore is, but he said to gun owners, "I'm coming for your weapon of mass destruction." Larry Wilmore. Anyways, the article reads as such, and this article is just a couple days old. During the appearance on Crooked Media's Love It or Leave It podcast, comedian Larry Wilmore argued that some guns should be called weapons of mass destruction and implied support for gun confiscation. Well, again, I never heard of this man, comedian or not, or whatever he's supposed to be. I'm not laughing. If anything, because he said that, I'm going to go buy myself some more ammunition. There you go. I'm going to go buy me some more ammo. And I think that's a good thing. Okay. We'll go move on to WSOCTV.com. Morgantown ICE arrest. ICE arrests five people living in country illegally at Morgantown business. Well, that's good. Well, that's five that got arrested, but in the meantime, 5,000 across the border illegally yesterday. So, five is nothing. Next article is from the NewYorkPost.com. Israel blocks Ian Omar, Rashida Tlaib from entering country over promotion of BDS. I'm so happy. I'm so glad that those Muslim traitors, those scumbags that shouldn't even be allowed in this country, are in Congress of all places, that Israel is saying, stay out. Stay out. And I'm glad. And I'm happy. I'm happy about that. Now, if only we could get some Americans with some kahunas to go and deport these two. Deport them. They don't belong here. President Trump was, or the people at the Trump rally a month or two ago were right when they were chanting, deport them or deport her. They should all be deported. Get rid of them. They don't belong here. They're not Americans. They're anti-Christian, anti-Semitic Jews, or anti-Semitic Muslims. Muslims, how many times do I have to tell you? Muslims who follow or prescribe to Sharia law or build mosques here don't belong here in the United States. They don't belong in the United States. They should be out of here. Okay, lifenews.com, abortion activists threaten pro-life legislators, I'll slit your throat, end quote, if you vote against abortion. So there you have it. More violent rhetoric, and it's going to come. It's going to come, and it's only going to get worse. I got to share with a friend of mine, a Democrat, as a matter of fact, I call him a blue dog Democrat. Yeah, he has some liberal leanings that, you know, him and I have had some serious discussions on, and it's okay to discuss it. He's open to it. He's open to at least hear me. hear me out and the opposite of what he believes. And I think he gets it. And I've seen a little bit of movement on his part. So it's a work in progress. It's all good. It's a work in progress. It's all good. But we see how the communists in the media and in this country, which would be the liberals, most Democrats, socialist communists, they're all communists, let's face it, are pushing for violence against Christians and conservatives in this country. And they're pushing it hard. Well, let me read you from some of this. I don't have time to read from this article, but you're going to want to read it. And when you read the article, you're going to find that it's this issue of violence against Christians, conservatives, people who are morally right and correct. Violence is being perpetrated all around the world. It's not just an American issue. It's a worldwide issue, and it's supposed to be. Go read 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 9. Okay. I'm going to go to change.org. I'm going to read this anyways. OCR beginning to probe, quote, believe the victim investigations. Now, let me read you from the article, and I'm going to explain a little bit more of what's going on. This is a brand new article from yesterday. For months, we've been saying investigations that are tainted by notions of, quote, believe the victim, end quote, and start by believing, end quote, and trauma-informed, end quote, are certain to produce a biased and unfair investigative report. Now, the Federal Office for Civil Rights, the OCR, is investigating a complaint from a Northwestern university that alleges lack of due process for the accused student. Specifically, the complaint accuses the university of engaging in gender bias practice of, quote, always believing the victim, end quote. The complaint also accuses the university of violating education department guidelines for investigations of sexual misconduct, according to an article that appeared in the Daily Northwestern. For a number of years now, we have seen, especially young men in college, that have been wrongly accused of rape, falsely accused of rape, and believed, and there was no due process. The male student, without evidence and without being given a due process in a court of law, that male student was suspended or thrown out. And we have the same exact situation in family courts. Understand that millions of men, millions, not a couple hundred or a couple thousand, but millions of men in this country, in the United States, have been falsely accused of either sexual or physical violence. And those were false allegations. But because money, federal and state money, is put in the hands of judges and cops and lawyers, domestic violence programs, DCF, CPS, and others to perpetrate and force a conviction or a type of conviction for this false allegation, coerced, I should say, that this is a major issue. So with colleges, it's federal Title IX money, federal Title IX money that's put in the hands of these colleges and universities to force, coerce, however you want to put it, schools to say, yeah, there was a rape by a male against a female, even though it's a false allegation and there is no evidence. It's the same thing in family courts, except family courts, state Supreme Courts, judicial districts, they are given federal Title IV D and E money, as well as Violence Against Women Act money. And this is not a little bit of money. We're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars every year. So now we finally have, under President Trump, took long enough to, and Ms. DeVos, to say, you know what? These male students, by and large, are male students who are allegedly raping women, allegedly, deserve due process. Well, thank God. That is how our American jurisprudence is supposed to operate. But what happens when you bribe a judge, when you bribe lawyers or cops or others? What happens? Of course, what do you think's going to happen? They're going to do the opposite. You put money in just about anyone's hands, unless they're a Bible-believing Christian, and they're going to follow you wherever you go. If you want a conviction and you give them a lump sum of money to convict someone rather than find them innocent when they are innocent, not guilty, to find them innocent, what happens? What happens? Most often in our court system, when you give the money, they're found guilty even when they're not. And that's a crying shame. It's wrong. Next article is from the FreeThoughtProject.com. Founder of one of the largest children's charities in the world arrested for pedophilia. I want to remind you with this article, and it is an older article, but this is a reminder to you that the Epstein case, I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to let go, even though it's not in the headlines today, that the Epstein case goes to the fact that pedophile rings are much, much bigger than what you could ever imagine. Sad but true. Townhall.com breaking: Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib blocked from entering Israel. Just so you know, it is a big story out there. Okay, and I'm not so sure I'm going to read this particular article. It's a little bit dated. It's about a little over a month old, but I think it's a good article to read and remind you if you didn't see it. California is set to become first state to ban white people. I touched on that yesterday. I want to remind you today about that. The chaos that continues. That continues in this country. It's horrible. It's downright violent. And my sincere advice to you is get yourself a lot of Jesus and get yourself a lot of weapons and ammunition. Hotair.com, Melissa Milano, announcement, fundraising to flip Rust Belt states in 2020. So here's Alyssa Milano, what can you call her? A mouthpiece for terrorism. That's probably a good way of putting it. But the article reads, never mind the huge protests in Hong Kong that I cannot look away from on my television screen. Never mind the political stories in America from the campaign trail. Never mind a potential economic recession lurking. Activist Alyssa Milano has an announcement. I know it has to be important because she typed it in all caps. She also used a red light emoji. Let's see. What is it now, Alyssa? Oh, it's a new vanity project being funded by other people's money. It's her 2020 fund, but you can pay for it. And I already told you what it was. Alyssa Milano wants to take and turn the United States into another socialist communist country. Jezebel definitely comes to mind. Okay, next article. Let's see. This is another older article, but another reminder for you. Muslims, this is from Deplorable Kel. Muslims running in U.S. elections 2019. The article simply reads that there are more Muslims now running for political office, local level, state level, federal level. So, my friends, they're coming for our country, and it's up to you, my friends, to stop it. It is time once again for our next commercial break, so why don't we go ahead and pause for that. My friends, were you aware that here at Black Robe Regiment Radio, we have several ways you can advertise with us? Yes, you can advertise with us, and we would be happy to speak with you about that. If you have an organization, a church, a business, or part of one, simply email me to find out the rates. That's right, find out the rates, how to advertise with us on our website, which is blackroberegimentradio.com, or have a up to 60-second commercial with us. And my email address to find out that information is at, you send the email to paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. Send me an email and be happy to get you the rates. Also, don't forget, sometime today, visit our website, which is blackroberegimentradio.com. blackroberegimentradio.com. Go ahead, visit the website after the podcast. Please check out our store. We're selling wonderful t-shirts there, as well as my book. Buy one of each. Thank you so much. And here we go back to the news that we can all use. This is from a site that I'm not familiar with, but I thought I would read it to you anyways. Jewelroys.com. Jewelroys.com. New article, Christian Rocker posts stunning response to recent apostasy of Christian leaders. I'm going to read to you the introduction to this article. It's very good and help you to understand what's going on. I don't listen to modern day Christian music. I don't know, maybe the past decade or so. It sounds to me like techno, or what do they call it? Techno or disco or ballroom, or I don't know. It's not very Christian to me. But anyways, let me read you some of the introduction of this article. John Cooper, the lead singer for band Skillet, posted a stunning response on Facebook yesterday to the recent public renunciations of Christianity by Joshua Harris and then Hillsong songwriter Marty Sampson. And in parentheses, it reads, Sampson has since slightly walked back his initial statement after Dr. Michael Brown posted an open letter challenging Sampson's assertions. And parentheses below is Cooper's entire statement, which was also published at Cogent Christianity. I'm reposting it here because it's so good and so important. I want to make sure everyone who follows this blog sees it. Thank you, John Cooper, for saying what few have the insight or courage to say. God bless you, brother. What's going on? We've seen a few quote-unquote Christians denounce their faith in Christ. Well, is that in the Bible? Yes, it is. In several places, Jesus warned against it. But in the end times, the Bible states, in the end times, and I'm quoting now, many will fall away. Many. So, yeah, these are known men. I don't know about well-known. Excuse me. Well-known men, well-known Christian men. But we definitely know that groups, music, the music sounded okay, but Hillsong organization, churches, ministry, so on, so like, is apostasy. That's, excuse me. We know that Hillsong is filled with apostasy. We know that. We know that by their church leaders and the things that they say. They accept homosexuality. And that is not biblical. That's anti-biblical. That's anti-Christian. That's anti-Christ belief. But we're in the season. Wars, rumors of wars, people falling away. Hatred, anger, false allegations, you know, those things that I spoke about earlier in the podcast. When you read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, those things are all here. So it's all falling in line. Why do I share this with you? It's a warning. It's a warning to every person that's listening. If you fall away, if you don't really have Christ, it's bad. But Jesus himself warned, falling away is much worse for you. Okay, next article, Fox13Memphis.com. Couple kicked out of South Haven Church because they wouldn't end forbidden marriage and repent. Well, good on the pastors and leaders of this church. Now, what has happened in this church? It's pretty simple. We have I'll just read to you from some of the article. How's that? A same-sex married couple in Mississippi said their church kicked them out because they wouldn't end their marriage and repent. The Gracewood Baptist Church in South Haven said the congregation voted unanimously to revoke their membership last week, and the couple learned they would not be welcomed back in a very unique way. So, thank God for this Baptist church. You know, I really wish that more churches would stand up for what Jesus declared, what the Bible declares. Good on this church. God bless them. Unfortunately, we have a lot of quote-unquote churches across America and indeed the West that will not stand up for Christ. They're not going to heaven. Anybody involved with that, they're not going to heaven. But we can definitely see that this church is following biblical protocol. Next article is from PIX11.com. Trump has talked about buying Greenland for the United States, AP source. Now, this came out in a few different, I'm laughing. It was a joke. President Trump said he was joking around. So, but you know, anything that President Trump says, it's going to make news. He was joking about it. So, anyways, here we go with the noise. Yeah, I'm here all alone. Okay, next article is from TheBlaze.com. Family of couple who died protecting their infant child in El Paso gets death threats over Trump photo. Here we go. Now, you got to understand something, my friends. The sliding into hell. You remember the shooting in El Paso? Do you remember that? Well, let me read you from this article as well. Last week, we learned of two of the many tragic deaths in the despicable and horrible massacre in El Paso, the passing of a husband and wife shot dead while shielding their two-month-old infant. In the days that followed, the president and Melania Trump visited victims in both Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas, where the two attacks occurred. In the hospital in Texas, Trump posed for photos with several people, including the family of the couple and the infant whose life they protected. The photo was used in both the mainstream press and on social media to attack the president and the first lady as being ghoulish or inappropriate. As these public reprimands were well underway, the family members spoke up. My friends, they received, the family members of this couple, that were killed and murdered, were given death threats from communists, liberals, and Democrats. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? My friends, This is nothing but pure evil. This is our sick society. This is our sick society. And speaking of sick society, here's an article from DailySignal.com. How LGBTQ groups are quietly dismantling norms, changing education. My friends, they're sweeping through. This is not an old article. This is new. Read the article for yourself. I'll read to you some of it. Virtually every week, there seems to be another issue that preoccupies the country. But while our attention is focused on President Trump, Google, Charlottesville, Russia, impeachment, Jeffrey Epstein, the next elections, racism, a trade war with China, the Me Too movement, or something else, LGBTQ organizations are quietly going about their work dismantling ethical norms, making a mockery of education, ruining innocent people's lives, and destroying children's innocence. And again, this is a new article from the Daily Signal. As always, I ask, where is the church? Where are you, church? Why are you not dismantling the sinful, prideful people of this nation? Why are you not removing them physically or otherwise? Anyways, we need to take our last commercial break before we end our show and perhaps share another story or two. So let's break now for that commercial. My friends, were you aware if you have an organization, a part of a church or a business, you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can certainly advertise with us. We would love to hear from you if you wish to do so. We have several ways, opportunities for you to advertise with us. You can advertise with us with a up to 60-second commercial, on-air commercial. And we also have another way, which is to advertise with us, which is on our website, blackroberegimentradio.com. Please don't visit there now, but after the podcast, everyone please visit www.blackroberegimentradio.com. Visit our website. Check out our store. That's right, we're selling wonderful t-shirts, and my book is also available there. Now, back to the news we can all use. This is an interesting article from Newsweek.com. This is an interesting one. Well, you know what? I'm really running out of time. It's an older article, so I'm just going to move on to another article. This is from CNSNews.com. Cory Booker says gun control will bring, quote, freedom. Cory Booker is out of his mind. I read to you earlier about Omar and Tlaib not being allowed in Israel. Well, later yesterday, the NewYorkPost.com reports Ian Omar blasts decision to bar her from entering Israel. Too bad, Omar. Hopefully, we can get rid of you permanently and just deport you. That would be the best thing to happen. A lot of news about that. Going through some of this, trying to hurry up. Okay, this is from Jewish News Syndicate. Gabbard, you know, Gabbard, the one that's running for president and a Democrat, she co-sponsors Omar's blocking Israel bill. So it's Gabbard co-sponsors Omar's pro-BDS bill. In July, Rep. Ian Omar of Minnesota sponsored a pro-BDS resolution in which he compared the State of Israel to Nazi Germany, apartheid South Africa, and other human rights violations. After public backlash, the resolution was mostly forgotten. There wouldn't be enough popular support for it to come up for a vote in the House floor, let alone pass Congress. However, recent co-sponsorship of the resolution should make pro-Israel voters sit up and take notice while the Trump administration's State Department is fighting back. There's no one running for president as a Democrat that's going to do Israel or America any good. Newsmax.com, Ken Starr. Remember Ken Starr in the Clinton investigation years ago in the 90s? Yep. Homicide, a real possibility in Epstein's death. We're getting more and more people that are coming out and speaking boldly and truthfully about this issue. We hope to get to the bottom of not only Epstein's death, obviously, but we want all the pedophiles, whoever they may be, in this country arrested. Of course, the Clintons and many senators and congressmen members and judges and lawyers and cops throughout Washington, D.C. in this country, And when I say Congress members, we're talking not only about Democrats here, we're talking about Republicans. Don't be fooled. I mentioned this on yesterday's podcast. Remember Tom Hassert, Speaker of the House years ago? Yes, he was involved in a pedophile ring. Somebody gave him up. Somebody gave him up. He was out of power. He was already gone. He lost his political power. He had retired, and it caught up with him. Somebody gave him up. So in any case, he, as far as I know, he's still sitting in federal prison. Let's make America great again by arresting all the politicians, judges, lawyers, and cops in this country who do not follow the Constitution and who are involved in evil things such as pedophilia, taking bribes, and so on and so forth. All right. Well, hey, it's the end of my podcast. Yes, it is. I shared what I can share with you for the news you can use, and it is Friday. I trust that you'll have a wonderful weekend, my friends. Please, please, please don't forget to tell your friends about this podcast. Share it with others. Let others know that we're here Monday through Friday. Hope and pray. Once again, you have a wonderful weekend. God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.